أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم صدقناهم الوعد فأنجيناهم ومن نشاء وأهلكنا المسرفين. لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 9 and 10 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the people of the past. Allah had sent them miracles. They did not believe, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed them. Now here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about His promise. ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ. Certainly we made true to them our promise. Allah promised the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah's promise to the believers that Allah's nusrat and Allah's help will come. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ. Hence we emancipated, we freed them from the clutches of the people. وَمَنْ نَشَاءُ. And whoever we wished, and that refers to the believers. وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And we destroyed the transgressors, that is those that did not believe in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Now addressing the people of Makkah Mukarramah, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Certainly we reveal to you a kitab, that is the Qur'an Sharif. فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. In the Qur'an is your dhikr. Your dhikr has two meanings. One meaning is, we have advised you that whatever you require, whatever you need to live in this material world, all the skills, all the knowledge, all of it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has revealed in this Qur'an. It comes in a Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever keeps this Qur'an in front of him, in other words, he makes the Qur'an his imam, then this Qur'an will guide a person to Jannah. And whoever keeps the Qur'an behind his back, in other words, he follows his own whims and his own fancies, and he doesn't follow the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then this Qur'an will saqahum ila nar. This Qur'an will drive them towards the fire of Jahannam. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is very clear that Allah has revealed in this Qur'an your advice, whatever you require, whatever the skills be, whatever the skills are, all of it Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has revealed in the Qur'an Sharif. There is another interpretation to this word dhikrukum, that is mention of you. In other words, when we looked at the history of the Arabs, one is because of Baytullah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given honor to the Ahlul Makkah, that everybody honored Baytullah, so they honored the Arabs. And then after the revelation of the Qur'an Sharif, the Arabs became more known because the Qur'an Sharif itself was revealed in Arabic. So the other nations that accepted Iman and Islam, all of them then left their native languages and they all began to speak Arabic. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala honored the Arabs and the people of Makkah Mukarramah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not think? Do you not ponder? In other words, Allah has given you so much of favor over the other nations, over the other people, yet you do not bring iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.